One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for Tuesday the 15th of January 2019. And in today's episode, I play you a little segment from an interview I did recently with actor Luke Barton, who's playing a rather famous detective on stage with the Black Eyed Theatre. Hear that in just a moment, but first, let's go to not our sponsor, but a rather good podcast. Go on, take it away right now. See you in just a moment.
Have you ever been reading through a stack of comics and thought, maybe I should see what this Arkham Asylum game is all about? Or been playing Marvel vs. Capcom and felt like you were at a real disadvantage since you didn't know who half the characters were? Well, Play Comics is the show for you. I'm Chris, and each episode we take a look at video games based on comic properties and how well they stick to that source material. So whether you know the comics and want to know how all these games work, or you know the games and want to find out where all this craziness came from, go check out Play Comics at playcomics.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Dyer's Daily.
And now for something completely different. For another podcast, I recently interviewed actor Luke Barton, who's playing a rather famous detective on stage with the Black Eyed Theatre, and they're coming to my local theatre at the end of January, as well as around the country, and I just thought it was interesting to share his answer on what it's like to play one of the world's most famous fictional detectives. So here is that segment from the interview. What role are you playing in the production, Luke?
I'm playing Sherlock Holmes.
That must be such a tricky job to do, considering there's been so many different adaptations of Sherlock Holmes. What do you think you bring to the character, and are you inspired by any other kind of characterizations?
It has obviously been played by so many quite famous actors of the past, and I think as well, because it's such a well-known character, everybody has, I think, got their own personal idea about Sherlock based on their own reading of the book, perhaps. I was quite keen on avoiding other interpretations, particularly, you know, recent famous ones, Benedict Cumberbatch, Robert Downey Jr., all of those. I just wanted to go back to the book a little bit and base my Sherlock on how he's described in this book in particular. The Sign of Four is the second book in the series, so I think you can sort of see Conan Doyle still experimenting a little bit with the character and working him out and finding his quirks and his interesting, unusual personality traits. So I wanted to kind of see how he was described in this book, and you know, our production remains, you know, quite true to the original material, so it was important to me to not offer another representation of another actor's work, but to kind of build something new based on the original material.
Luke Barton there, an actor who is playing Sherlock Holmes in the Black Eyed Theatre production of Sherlock Holmes The Sign of Four, which I just thought it was interesting to kind of hear his perspective on what it's like to play Sherlock Holmes, having there been so many different productions and interpretations over the years. So hopefully you enjoyed that. If you want to hear the full interview, go to the South Waves Theatre podcast on the South Waves Audio website, or check it on iTunes, as well as this one, of course. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Dyer's Daily. Go and check out us on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Rate, comment, and subscribe on them as well. And also email dyersdaily@southwavesaudio.co.uk if you have any queries or any questions or anything like that, really. Right, from me, thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Have a great day.